Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio. Lo que escuchas, Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to The Drive Time Show with Kyle Miller.
We're into the third half hour. That's the final half hour of our Drive Time show here on Vaughn Radio. My name is Kyle Miller, and I thank you for joining me. We have a lot to fit into this half hour. In a few minutes, we're going to get to the answer to the Twitter translation. It's not too late to participate. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Soy partidario de ir en coche. Soy partidario de ir en coche. So tell me how to say that in English. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, un poco más tarde. And also, in a few minutes, we're going to review, well, we're going to get into questions from listeners like you in our by request section. But for now, let's practice the interrogative the way we normally do by having a quick look at the interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge.
Interrogative challenge. I will give you the answer to the question, and you can ask me the question I've already answered.
Ah, claro.
Okay, number one. This one is a lie, but anyway. I read the newspaper when I get to work. What do you do when you get to work? I read the newspaper. Number two, he takes an aspirin when he has a headache. What does he do when he has a headache? ¿Qué hace? What does he do? What does he do when he has a headache? He takes an aspirin. Number three, he did it because I paid him. Why did he do it?
Por qué?
Exactly. Por qué? Why? Why did he do it? Can we hear that again, Tino? El por qué?
Por qué?
Exactly. Why? Why did he do it? Number four. He listens to the classical music station. What radio station does he listen to?
I don't know why he doesn't listen to Vaughn Radio.
Number five. I came to Spain with a friend of mine. Who did you come to Spain with? Hey, Kyle, who did you come to Spain with?
Oh, I came to Spain with a friend of mine.
Number six. The party was last night. When was the party? When was the party? Well, the party was last night.
Perfecto.
Perfecto.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to the radio. What are you listening to? Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, the radio.
I'm working with Harry on this project. are you working with on this project? Who are you working with on this project? I'm working with Harry on this project. We'll do three more. There wasn't a meeting because of the strike. Why wasn't there a meeting? Hey, why wasn't there a meeting? Oh, because of the strike. Because of the strike. There weren't any trees because of the altitude. Why weren't there any trees? Why weren't there any trees? Oh, because of the altitude. We have only one sentence left. How many sentences do we have left? Just one. Actually, let's do one more. Ya que estamos. My mother was 31 years old when I was born. How old was your mother when you were born? Good question. How old was your mother when you were born? How old was How old was your mother when you were born? Okay? So the pronunciation is very important, and the mastery of the was and the were, and using the verb to be with to be born. In Spanish, you can say to born, nacer. But in English, it's like saying ser parido, to be born, right? It's the way it is. It's the way it is, folks. All right. Let's take a look at a piece of Vaughn material. And you can join us today if you have this book. It's called False Friends en Inglés, and you can be on the same page.
On the same page.
On the same page. Lately, I've used this a lot. Right, Tino? Bastante. He says, Kyle, yeah. Lo usas bastante. Well. Okay, here we have stranger, which is not the same as extranjero. Yo soy extranjero, but I'm not a stranger. No. Stranger es un desconocido. Bueno, a lo mejor sí. But if you're listening to my show, they'd, claro, Kyle, el canadiense ese. Right? I'm not a stranger. Stranger is un desconocido. But we do have an expression, he's no stranger to. So, for example, I'm no stranger to English grammar. It means como no es, que una persona no es ajena a algo. He's no stranger to hard work. No es ajeno al trabajo duro. Right? Like Fitz. Fitz is no stranger to hard work. Right? He comes in here. What time does Fitz arrive? At 7:30 in the morning? A las 7:30? And he stays until 7:30 at night. He works 12 hours a day. Every day. Yeah. And then after work, he meets people to drink a beer and to talk about work for another 2 hours. Yeah. Extranjero, foreigner, not a foreigner, but a foreigner, foreigner. The G is silent, foreigner, and not a foreigner. Now, foreign is the adjective. He moved to a foreign country. There are a lot of foreigners in Spain. Foreign people, a foreign country, a foreign land, foreign, foreign. Okay. Un desconocido vino a vivir al pueblo. A stranger came to live in the village. Muchos extranjeros viven en Madrid. A lot of foreigners live in Madrid. Me encanta la canción Extraños en la Noche, cantada por Frank Sinatra. You know that song in English? Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, da 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 da, da 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 da. Ella no es ajena a trabajar horas extras. She's no stranger to working long hours. So stranger, stranger, means desconocido, and then extranjero, foreigner, foreigner. Okay. Let's do another one, since these are so short. Okay? let's do another one. Oh, this is one that I made a mistake with before. One day I was in a... Tino knows this story, but I used to teach English. I taught English in a lot of places, but I used to teach English in a very large company, I will say. A very, very large telecom company. Okay? One of the big ones. And it was great. It was a great teaching job. I was there for 8 hours a day. 8 horas al día. And I used to have lunch in the cafeteria. And one day I was trying to order the sopa de lentejas, but I ordered the sopa de lentillas. Bueno, ponme las lentillas. Un bol de las lentillas. And they said, what? No, no, lentejas. So lentil, lenteja in English is a lentil. Lentil, whereas a lentilla, una lentilla, in English we say a contact lens. Lens. So on your glasses you have lenses. On a camera you have a lens. You say la lentilla de la cámara también, right? La lente, excuse me, la lente. So lentilla is only for contacts, right? Para los ojos. Okay. La lente, lens. Y lentilla, contact lens. Y lenteja, lentil. Hombre, hay que poner lentejas en remojo. Claro. You have to leave the lentils to soak. Do you ever do that, Tino? Do you ever soak lentils? He does it. Yeah. And they're actually, lentils are good for you as well. They're very healthy, right, Tino? Do you ever just buy them from already cooked? De bote? No. Tino does not agree with it. Pero están bien, no pasa nada, ¿verdad? Tino says, bueno. Okay.
Sí, mira, un poco sí.
All right, okay. Las lentejas de mi abuela son las mejores del mundo. That's not true. It wasn't a big thing in my family. In Canadian cuisine, we don't really cook lentils. I don't know. It's not typical. For me, it was never typical. Was it typical in your family, Tino? He says yes. Not in my family. My mother, I don't remember my mother ever cooking lentils. Never. Not in my life. Lávate las manos antes de ponerte las lentillas. Good advice. Wash your hands before putting your contact lenses in.
Criticas salud.
Exactly. India y Turquía son líderes en la producción de lentejas. Did you know that, Tino? ¿Lo sabías? India and Turkey are leaders in lentil production. And then lens production, I think, is in Europe. Lentillas, yo creo que, I think in the United States, I think the lenses that I wear, contact lenses, are made in the United States or possibly in Europe. Anyway, let's take a step back in time, everybody. Let's go back in time and see what happened on this day. I'm talking about today being the 14th of July, today in history. Today in history. All right, folks, we're going back in time, and we're going back to 1995. and a revolutionary technology came out on this day. The MP3. That's right. It was the christening of this new technology that would become hugely popular, known formally as MPEG-1, MPEG-1, Audio Layer 3. The technology was an efficient new format for encoding high-quality digital audio using a highly efficient data compression algorithm. In other words, it was a quick way to make CD-quality music files small enough to be stored in bulk on the average computer and transferred manageably across the internet. Now, it was released to the public a week earlier. This brand new format, MP3, was given its name and its familiar .mp3 file extension on this day in 1995. Now, the importance of the MP3 or any other method for compressing data is made clear by some straightforward math, arithmetic. The music on a compact disc is encoded in such a way that a single second corresponds to about, get this, un segundo de música, 176,000 bytes of data. And a single three-minute song, usually about 32 megabytes, right? Now, in the mid-90s, it was not uncommon for a personal computer to have a total hard drive capacity of only 500 megabytes. So it was impossible to store even an album's worth of music on an average home computer. And given the actual connection speed was standard at the time, 56K dial-up modem. Even a single album's worth of music would have taken literally all day to transfer over the internet. So in this way, the nature of the CD format and the state of the mid-90s computer and telecommunications technology offered the music industry a barrier to copyright infringement. But this was before the MP3 format. So the MP3 came along, and over the course of the 80s and early 90s, several teams of audio engineers worked to develop, to test, and to perfeccionar a standard that would eventually gain the blessing, let's say, and the support of Motion Picture Experts Group, MPEG. Their approach took advantage of certain physical and cognitive characteristics of human hearing, such as our inability to detect the quieter of two sounds played simultaneously. Using a perpetual compression method, engineers were able to eliminate more than 90% of the data in a standard CD audio file. So knowing the way the brain works, they say, well, we can actually remove certain sounds and certain bits of data to make the file simpler. So it didn't involve compressing sound quality as perceived by the average listener. Suddenly that digital copy took up only, instead of 32 megabytes, only 2 or 3 megabytes on your hard drive. So there was that. In addition to the growth of the average drive capacity and the increase in average internet connection speeds created conditions for the MP3 to thrive, right? To do very well. And this is when Napster came out. Do you remember using Napster, Tino? Did you use that, Napster, to download music? People were starting to use that. Winamp, the Winamp player, Napster. And then there were problems with copyright infringement because musicians started to say, whoa, I don't want my music going out for free. I need to make money. And they fought about it, and there was all kinds of, you know, it was a moment of change in the music business. In the eyes of this organization, the RIAA, those are the conditions that also explain the 29% decline in the sales of music CDs between 2000 and 2006. So sales sales declined because people said, well, hey, I'm just going to get the music for free. Si puedo descargarlo gratis, right? Why am I going to pay? And that's still the way a lot of people think, the way a lot of people see it, right? Now, also on this day, let's go way back to 1881, and Billy the Kid was shot to death. Yeah. Henry McCarty, known as Billy the Kid, at Maxwell Ranch in New Mexico. Now, he had been, the sheriff, a guy named Pat Garrett, had been tracking Billy the Kid for 3 months after he had escaped from prison only days before his scheduled execution. And Billy was with his friends, and Garrett waited in the dark of his bedroom, and when Billy came in, Garrett shot him. Yeah. Now, Billy the Kid ambushed the sheriff, William Brady, in Lincoln, New Mexico. After a rancher had been murdered, Billy had worked at this ranch and was outraged by his employer's killing, vowing to hunt down every man responsible. And he went on this rampage, and he was charged with murder. Billy the Kid became the most wanted man in the West. He evaded police for a long time, killed more men along the way to stay away from the police to avoid getting caught. And it was finally this sheriff, Pat Garrett, who brought him down. And the judge, originally he was caught and sent to jail, and the judge sentenced Billy the Kid to hang. But right before he was scheduled to be hanged, he escaped from jail. And Garrett tracked him down again and shot him. No legal charges were brought against him since killing was ruled justified, as he was considered to be a dangerous threat. Anyway, Billy the Kid, so killed on this day way back in 1881. Now, we only have 2 minutes. Let's get into a couple questions really quick. How about today's by request?
By request. Inglés a la carta.
All right, we got a couple questions. We have Marta, who says, how do you write ha 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 in English? And she spells it J-A-J-A. So ha is el español, ha ha ha. Well, in English, H-A-H-A, ha ha ha, with an H. That's the answer. That was an easy one. That was a quick one. Javier has a question. Says, Kyle, my name is Javier from Zaragoza. My question has to do with the words further and farther. Are they equivalent? Please give me some examples. Well, farther with an A is for physical distance. And further is for metaphorical or figurative distance. Okay? And think of it this way. Farther has the word far. So it's obviously related to a physical distance, to travel far, ir lejos, to go far. Further is like saying más allá when you talk about this requires further study. We'll talk about this further tomorrow, right? Hablaremos más de eso mañana. We'll talk about this further tomorrow. I live far away from the city center, but my brother lives even farther. So farther with an A would be using when we're talking about distance, okay? Now, I know I have more questions, but what I don't have is time, so we will leave it there. But if you have questions, send me your questions, and we'll do a good question section tomorrow, okay? Answering your questions tomorrow on the Drive Time Show. Let's see. Soy partidario de ir en coche.
Por favor, no corra.
Well, yeah. And we have Jesus says, I'd better go by car. Well, I'd better. That's more like más vale que. Victor says, I'm in favor of going by car. I like that one. I'm in favor of going by car. And Olivia had the same answer as well. I'm in favor of. I like that. And we got Jorge. I am in favor of. Very good. I'm in favor of going by car. Whew. Well done. All right, folks. I want to thank you for listening to the Drive Time Show today. We're going to leave you with a little bit of music as we go out. And I'll be back tomorrow with what will probably be the final live Drive Time Show until the fall. So you won't want to miss that one. It's going to be a good show tomorrow. I hope you'll tune in. Have a wonderful evening, folks. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. Nuestros campamentos este año tienen un extra de diversión. Tanto si buscas un planazo de ciudad o darles un verano de multiaventura en inglés, tenemos un plan diseñado donde el aprendizaje y la diversión van de la mano. Más información en grupobauan.com.
There's a saying in Spanish, lo barato es caro. This is very true in my business. If you find a cheap solution, wonderful. Congratulations. You will pay less money, yes, but in exchange for nothing.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupobaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupobaughan.com.